Greetings. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap today, Wednesday, October 30th, 2024. We lead with a surprising development directly from our pockets. A significant increase in Australian cash circulation is noted, with a sharp surge of $300 million since September. This, according to our reliable source, the Reserve Bank of Australia. Interestingly, this uptick follows a string of branch shrinkages amongst major banks like the ANZ, which have been cutting down their physical presence in favor of mobile banking. Yet, amidst diminishing banking access and a 57% decrease in ATM availability over 7 years, the tangible confidence in cash reigns supreme, a stark reminder for our banking institutions to maintain cash availability within our communities. Moving forward, we observe some promising work from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. They have achieved an impressive resolution of investment and financial advice complaints this year, noting a substantial 82% increase as compared to 2023. But it would be naive to think all is rosy, as Dixon advisory-related grievances persist. AFSA highlights market volatility as a significant factor influencing complaint trends, but we can't dismiss the importance of issues like SMSF classification and client status. Commendably, AFSA is expanding its role under the newly endorsed Scams Prevention Framework, which should hopefully ensure better protection for all of us. On another note, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority has its eyes set on superannuation fund spending. Concerns of uneven expenditures on sponsorships, marketing, and conferences have been duly noted. APRA's job here is to improve governance and interests of members, a crystal clear statement that accountability and transparency are more than buzzwords in our financial landscape. To round things off today, we shine a light on an individual tale of financial anguish. An Australian father, let's call him Brian, questions BankWest's handling of his financial hardship arrangements. Missed payments, anxiety-inducing calls to his spouse, and an unjust downgrading of his credit rating have all left Brian in a predicament as he attempts to refinance his loan. Actions from BankWest have left a bitter taste for Brian and many others, emphasizing a need for improved transparency and customer treatment from our leading banking entities. That concludes our update for today, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your reliable source for matters on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. For more information, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay ahead. This has been Paige Estrotori. Until next time.